You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary, if the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now wherever you get your podcasts.
Feel like who Art Ed?
I'm trying to spice it.
Who Art Ed? Mr. Wood, Art Ed, me.
Yeah. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on so many levels.
I know.
That's off to a great start.
Welcome to Who Arted, weekly art history for all ages. I'm your host, Kyle Wood, and today we're looking at Johannes Vermeer's painting, Woman Holding a Balance. Interestingly, as famous as Vermeer is, we don't really have much information about him, his training. Really, his body of work is actually quite small. And I mean that in every sense. His paintings tended to be rather small works. But also, while most great artists created hundreds, if not thousands, of artworks, we only have 30-some-odd paintings by Vermeer. The exact number is hard to pin down, as some works have been questioned about their authenticity. In fact, I did an episode on a famous forger of Vermeer's called The Unbelievable Story of Han van Meegeren. If you want an art-themed true crime story, check it out. It's one of my favorites. I'll link it in the show notes. But this small body of work, along with the lack of documentation of his training, has led to some interesting speculation about Vermeer's process. Johannes Vermeer's father was an innkeeper and an art dealer. As I said, we don't have much recorded, but people speculate that Vermeer's father likely introduced him to artists who trained him. One bit that we do have a record of comes in 1653. Johannes Vermeer was registered as a master artist with the Guild of St. Luke. That was the artist's guild, sort of like a trade union. Now, first appearing as a master artist is kind of like if you played basketball, but your first team wasn't a high school or a college team. You just went straight to the NBA. This lack of progression documented in his career, as well as the lack of a body of work showing practice, improvements, evolution over the years, and the fact that most of his paintings seem to have been created in the same room in his house, has led to speculation that he may have had some sort of an optical device, like a camera lucida or a camera obscura, helping him to render his subjects so perfectly. I can't say that for sure, although I do think there is a compelling case to be made for it. What we do know is, regardless of what tools he was using, Vermeer created stunning works, and he's widely celebrated as one of the greatest painters of the Dutch Golden Age. Now, Vermeer was born probably in October of 1632. The date of his birth is not recorded, but we do know he was baptized October 31st, so it was probably about the time that he was born. In his lifetime, he painted a few dozen works, mostly of interiors inside of his home. Vermeer was raised by an innkeeper who also was dealing in art. And, you know, he was raised Protestant and then converted to Catholicism so that he could marry a wealthier woman, Katharina. And she was a devout Catholic, so he needed to convert in order for that marriage to work. Now, part of the reason that I'm talking about his Christian faith and all of that is because that would be a big part of this work, The Woman Holding a Balance, which was oil on canvas from 1662 to 1665. Now, here we see a woman on the right side of the painting. She's standing facing a table. She holds up a balance in her right hand as there's sort of light coming down from the window in the top left corner. She appears to be lost in thought as she looks down at the tiny balance. The balance was a regular part of life in the 17th century. Apparently, different provinces had their own systems of weights and measures. The value of a coin was determined by its material and weight rather than the face value. This led to some opportunities for fraud for dodgy people who might shave down coins and pocket a little bit of precious metal. In this painting, there has long been debate about what the woman is actually weighing. Many have insisted she is weighing gold, and that's been a popular interpretation dating back to the description in an auction catalog from 1696. In recent years, though, people have actually undertaken microscopic investigation looking at every detail in this work, and they determine the little flecks that appear to be gold may actually be the highlight on the front edge of the balance itself, leading to the conclusion that the woman is simply waiting for the two pans of the scale to come into balance. Now, if we look at the balance less literally and more symbolically, as I believe this was intended, we can see the balance as a symbol of morality. The balance is commonly used as a symbol of justice in our legal system today, weighing the evidence to come to a just verdict and restore order and balance to society. In this case, I would say it's more likely a cosmic sort of balance. As I look at the work, I'm reminded of the tradition of the memento mori, artists incorporating symbols reminding the viewer of the inevitability of death. While there isn't a skull here, the light coming down from the heavens, leading the eye to the balance, could be seen as a reminder of the inevitable conclusion of divine justice. Many speculate that the woman in this painting may be pregnant and looking at the balance, contemplating the fate of her unborn child. While I understand this interpretation, I wouldn't be too quick to jump to that conclusion, at least not the pregnancy bit. The woman who served as the model for this painting was likely Vermeer's wife, Katharina. Now, she may have been pregnant at the time. I mean, they had like 14 children, but as I mentioned in my previous episode about the Arnolfini portrait, clothing at that time tended to be rather bulky, with bulges that might appear to be a protruding belly, but one should never assume a woman is pregnant. I was reading an article where an expert on the history of costumes in art was talking about how pregnancy was actually not commonly depicted, especially like maternity wear. Even in religious paintings like the Visitation, where women would clearly be pregnant as a part of the work, they were covered typically with like big drapes and flowing fabric. So it wasn't really emphasizing the belly of a pregnant woman. That wasn't a common thing to see in these works. Ultimately, I would say the specific details of what's going on in this woman's private life doesn't seem like the central focus. Everything about the composition, her gaze, it's leading our eye not towards her, but towards the balance she's focused on. It's central to the composition. It's small and delicate, and yet it holds tremendous weight compositionally and symbolically. On the back wall behind the balance, we can see a depiction of the Last Judgment, a Christian theme reinforcing the core message that while we're here on earth keeping measure of our wealth and worldly goods, divine judgment is always looming. The work is intended to encourage temperance and moderation. Keep things in balance, which seems like a good idea regardless of your religious or cultural affiliations. I suppose that's probably why woman holding a balance has held up even 360 years later.
This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted, part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. If you found this tolerable, please leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week on social media at Who Arted Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and of course on the website whoartedpodcast.com. Podcast done.